On Sunday, a new controversial constituent assembly was installed in Venezuela, despite violent protests occurring across the country. President Nicolas Maduro promised the new legislative body will bring peace. However, the opposition fear it will become a tool for the dictator. International governments have condemned the forcibly appointed constituent assembly and said they will not recognise it. For now, the assembly plans for minor changes, but its appointment has already intensified the crisis within the country. More than 120 people have died in the protests since April in what continues to be a growing humanitarian crisis. And Alicia Gracias Flor reports.
What we're hearing is part of a protest that occurred in Venezuela between army forces and young people in recent months. The crisis in Venezuela is increasing with Maduro's government introducing a new constituent assembly, defying critics and threats from Washington to the Vatican. The Trump administration is prepared to sanction Venezuela, including an oil embargo, which will leave the country destitute. Raul Sanchez Uribarri, a lecturer in legal studies at La Trobe University, says Australia has a responsibility to listen to the Venezuelan situation.
Australia has to pay close attention to what's going on in Venezuela for three main reasons. First of all, what's happening is, of course, a threat to democratic values and to the rule of law and to human rights as well, which not only concerns Venezuelans, but also the Venezuelan-Australian community, close to 7,000 people strong already. Also, a very important development that signifies, again, another threat to liberal democratic values globally.
However, Luis Augusto Fernandez, a senior lecturer at University of Sydney, says the party's intentions for the new Constituent Assembly are not clear.
We do not know exactly what the priorities of the Constituent Assembly will be, other than, as they have already confirmed, renewal of certain public powers. In that respect, I think it's actually, a good idea for everyone to start to listen to what the members of the Assembly have to say.
Karina Benjamin is a Venezuelan citizen living in Australia for the past year. She's unsurprised by Maduro's move to implement this new legislative body.
When Maduro said that he wanted to establish this new assembly, it was very clear for me that it was the movement for him to be an open authoritarian regime. So even when it's very unfair, it wasn't a surprise for me.
One of the first actions of the new constituent assembly was to replace the former Attorney General, Luisa Ortega Diaz, by Tarek William Saad, who was recently sanctioned by Washington for failing to protect protesters in his role as a human rights official. Luis Augusto Fernandez explains.
Attorney General Luisa Ortega became a public critic, fully fledged enemy of the government, and it was clear that the Constituent Assembly wouldn't maintain her in that position.
Due to Venezuela's failing economy and the increasing instability, some families are leaving the country as they fear a brutal dictatorship.
My parents out of the country, my sister and my brother, thank God we're all out of Venezuela. We believe that Venezuela is running soon to a dictatorship regime, and we don't want family to be there and them not having the opportunity to leave the country.
Venezuelans are turning to a black market in order to access basic living items. Karina Benjamin again.
I have friends with babies in Venezuela, and it's very hard for them to find the things their baby needs, like milk or formula for their kids. So most of the times they have family overseas that try to bring those things to them, and or they just buy it through the black market, but every day it's getting more and more expensive.
Today, Venezuela's currency is now worth less than the fictional World of Warcraft gold. Raul Sanchez Uribarri says there's also a black market for foreign currency.
Entry-level lecturer in a university in Venezuela would make, say, the equivalent of $400 a month, and that would still be a low salary back then. Nowadays, in the black market currency, they wouldn't make even $30 a month. But that gives you an idea of how devastating the decay has been.
Karina Benjamin hopes the future in Venezuela will improve. However, the growing instability of the nation is clear.
I hope we get rid of this revolution that has ruined my country to the point that people have no food and medicine. I hope that we can all go back. I hope that my friends that have kids outside of Venezuela can go back to Venezuela and show them country that we used to have.
Karina Benjamin, a Venezuelan citizen living in Australia, ending that report by Annalisa Gracias Flor, with production assistance by Joanna Cabot.